Okay, Rabbi Bar B'Shem Rav, Divrei Abba Shaul, Bein Yamin Bein Gezerah the Bitlo. So according to Abba Shaul, once the Chachomim were Matir Giluach Erev HaRegel, that's the end of Shloshim. The Etzem Bitlo of the Regel is not Nogea what he does. But Abba Divrei Chachomim, the Gezerah the Bitlo, so you have a right to be Megaleah. But the Yamin, Lo Bitlo. Meaning what? Manviname, what's nafkamina? Rivunamar Erev HaRegel Binim. The nafkamina is how you acted, Erev HaRegel. In Gilak Erev HaRegel, and you took advantage of the bitl of the Shloshim, so the Nigaleach HaRegel. But if he didn't do the Giluach Erev HaRegel, Al Yigaleach HaRegel. So the Gzer Shloshim bottle, only if you were Nigaleach. So then the Yomim, however, remain, that if they were never mevatel, it's if you didn't take advantage of the giluach, he cannot take advantage of the bitul shloshim. Abba Sholomer, I should say, Abba Sholomer, Afa Pishalo Gilach Erev HaRegel, Yigaleach Achar HaRegel, and that's why we were paskening, Rababa was paskening, like Abba Shaul, even in this issue. Rabbi Elazar, Hori L'Rab Shimon Bar Abba, Yigaleach Liachar HaRegel. Over there, he, Rav Shimon Bar Abba, had not done a giluach before the regel, and nonetheless, Rabbi Elazar was matir to be megaleach achar regel. Now, I'm not sure why. For lo yadin, I don't know whether he was pasking like Abba Shaul, and that there's a machlokus between the Tanakam and the Abba Shaul, whether he can be megaleach, and he's pasking like Abba Shaul, that it's mutter megaleach, keneged, what in the Bavli was Rav Shita. Or perhaps he holds that the Chachamim are made in Katedra Abonu Divrei HaKol. It could be that he holds that there was Bechlal, no such machlokas. In other words, even if he wasn't Megaleach, he's Mutter de Megaleach Achar HaRegel.
Can he shave and cut on the regel? Does he have...
No. But that's because of the regel. No. Stop. Nobody can.
Right. So he could have...
He could have shaved before the regel.
So it's the idea, we don't allow him to because he could have.
Possibly. I mean, according to Rashi, it wouldn't have mattered. We wouldn't have allowed him anyway. But right, that was that Rashi, that funny Rashi that said that that's, since it's because of Avilut, so the dinim of the Avilut would still be there. It wouldn't be called an onus because it would still be the time of the Avilut. Okay, so I'm not sure whether he holds there was no such machlokas or he's passing like Abba Shaul. Rabbi Elazar Hari L'Shimon Bar Abba HaRegel Oilu L'Minyan Shloshim. What's more, that even though it says Regel isn't Oilu L'Minyan Shiva, but nonetheless, since the Isurim are Noig in the Regel of not taking a haircut or not washing clothes, therefore, the regel is Eila, Laminyan Shloshim, as we had today in the Bavli. Rabbi Yossi, Ashkech, Untlas, and Kudman Hashiva. That's really weird. Because then it comes out that the guy kept Shloshim before Shiva, which is what he was pointing out yesterday, right? It's really crazy. Because the Shiva he's only going to keep after regel, he starts the Shloshim during the regel. Is that really possible to keep Shloshim before Shiva? Therefore, it must be that the regel is not Eila L'Minyan Shloshim. Okay? So this is the machlokas that we had, I mean, in different words, but it's basically the machlokas that we had in the Bavli today. Okay. Hakover Meito Shloshi Yomikon L'Regel, says the Mishnah, Batl Mimenu Gzera Shiva. But Lo Amar Ala Shlosha. But Shnaim, if it would only be 2 days, it wouldn't be Batl. It's stressing Dafka 3. So if he was covered Meso 2 days before the regel, the regel is not Mavato Shiva, so he has to be Mashlim the Shiva. How did that talk about Minatu? But he's only Mashlim the Shiva by himself, meaning the dinim of Rechitza, Sichan, Yilas, Asandra, and so on. But the Rabbim, to come in for Tanchumim, they're in a Rabbim Mitaskimimo, because since they were all in Nachmim Betocha Regel, they cut off the time that they were already Isaac with them. And Tani came to Bryce and says, Beferish, Hakovret, Mitor Shloshi Yomim, Betocha Regel, Mone Shiva Liacha Regel, Shaloisha Yomim Arishonim, Arabi Mitaskimimo, ארבעה ימים האחרונים, אין הרבים להתעסקים עמו, ומלאכתו במלאכה after the Shiva, is not said the Shiva from the death of the mate, according to some. There's still a din of Shiva that is counted from the death, from the Kvura. Nasid Bacher, Mavadav, and Bem Tovar, Sim Betzina, here's the Mokam Acher. They can work, but can only work for Mokam Acher. Ma'ola Rotlo Ponim, how about the last 4 days with the Rabbi Ramanachami? Is it possible to go in there, even though there's no Nicham Avelin already, or not? Rav Yaakov Arida B'Shem Rebetimina says, Halo Omru Ein Ovel B'Shabbos. There's no din of Nicham Avelin. So why is it mutter to be come in and take a Shabbos and everything will be all right? Also, then a kavod. So what's nafkamina? So how can I be a kavod if they are kavod? Why wouldn't you be allowed to be mechabit someone even though it's not for mamish tanchumim? Why couldn't you be mechabit?
Something in tanchumim. It's a mitzvah on those who come.
To sit down, and to let him sit and to cry and so on. That type of comfort. Because that enochinami is not nohug. You're not supposed to be knowing more than the normal time. But to be mechabit him and to say, I heard about your loss and I'm very sorry and so on. And why not? That's a din of kavod. That's not a din nicham avelin, people sitting down, and that's a different issue. Now, let me ask you something. Gavata yom echad lifnei harega. Batlu mimenu gezerat shnayim. What we said was, that if you were one was noyeg avelis 3 days, so batlu mimenu gezerat shiva. So how about now, you noyeg, one is noyeg avelis 1 day. So then, how about the special dinim of the 3 days? And there are those who hold that those 3 days that are miyuchad lebechia are also days that are usher for levishas tefillin and other inyanim, differences in asiyas malacha. So that would mean that the last 2 days are no longer a chiyuv, and the yom rishon ain't an otain tefillin. The first day he still wouldn't be meiniach tefillin. That was learned from Yecheskel, the Pe'erecha Chavosh Alecha, and as we're going to see tomorrow, Ikar Avelis is only the first day, which we learn from the Pasuk, Achritaki Yomar, and therefore the Levishas Tefillin would only be this one day. B'Yomar Sheni Yonatein Tefillin. Second day he would put on his Tefillin. Im Bo Ponim Chadoshes. Here we have the same halacha as we have by Shivas Yimei Simcha. So if there's Ponim Chadoshes, Chol Tzan, Devar Rabbi Eliezer. So he would now, for the new Menachamim, who were not yet, didn't participate with him, the Nechama is an Indian participation, so then he would take off his throne. Rabbi Yeshua argues, and he says, B'yom HaRishon U'bayom HaShini, Eino Notein Tefillin. And Avol is not Meniach Tefillin on either of the first 2 days, because he learns it out, Yimei B'chi, by Moshe Rabbeinu, Yimei B'chi Ma'ishim. So it's 2 days. B'shlishi, who notein tefillin, and in both panim chadashas, eno chotzan. Once, he argues on 2 things. First of all, he says 2 days is the issur. Furthermore, once he's put on tefillin, he doesn't take off the tefillin just because of panim chadashas. Im, b'yom ha-sheni, so we ask, Avivid Rav Yeshua holds that the oval is not miniach tefillin on the second day. So, im, b'yom ha-sheni, eno notein tefillin, why does it say in the Mishnah in Brachos that someone whose mate is mutal lefanav is potter minat filin? I should hope so. Even on the second day of the Avelut, which is not nogea aninus, there's no mate mutal lefanav is potter mitfilin. So what does the Mishnah have to concentrate on a case in which mate mutal lefanav? Ela began tanada tanada. Because once you already have to say the other inyan of Patr Mikriyashma, and so on, so you also mention Patr Mikriyashma, Mitzvillin, but in Achinami, it's a Dover Pashti, would be Patr Mitzvillin. We're only mentioning, because usually Tvillin, Tvila, and Kriyashma go together. So we mention it. Rabbi Zeira and Mar Ukvan, Mishem Shmuel, Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Yirmiah say, Mishem Rab, the following Psak Halacha, that Halacha, Rabbi Eliezer, Benetina, that the Aval is Meniach Tefillin from the second day on, and the Halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua B'Chalitza, that he never takes off his tefillin once he started wearing them already, even if bo panim chadashes. Rabbi Zeira boy, im natan biyom hashini, Rabbi Eliezer. Suppose he now put on his tefillin on the second day, Paskin, like Rabbi Eliezer, he's allowed to put on tefillin on the second day. Maushiyaseh Rabbi Eliezer k'Rabbi Yoshua, shalolach lot. How about the halacha, where he puts on tefillin on the second day, like Rabbi Eliezer? Now panim chadash has come up. So since we hold like Rabbi Yoshua that there's no chalitza for panim chadashes, is that psak dafka miyom hashlishi vahala? Because that's Rabbi Yoshua's personal sheet, is that he wouldn't be wearing his tefillin on the second day. But if we paskin that he is wearing his tefillin on the second day, so then maybe on the second day, where Rabbi Yoshua himself never held the din of panim chadashes, because he held he wouldn't be wearing anyway tefillin. So maybe over there, we would say that even though the halakha is like Rabbi Yeshua, that was only again on the third day, where Rabbi Yeshua was made, but on the second day, where over there, according to him, he wouldn't be wearing tefillin, so maybe indeed if he put on tefillin, so he would take it off, or is this a straight out psak? Once he puts on the tefillin, he never takes them off, whenever that is, and it happens to be that we pass like Rabbi Yeshua Bakula, that when is that? Second day already. Omer Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Bon, V'cheini, the halakha is look, im natan biyom hashini k'Rabbi Eliezer, then Rabbi Eliezer becomes like Rabbi Yoshua. Shelo lachlot. It's not that we're following Rabbi Yeshua's psak specifically in the case where Rabbi Yeshua said it. It's two separate things. That would be the way to read it. Because if not, im keni nomar halakha k'Rabbi Eliezer, because if that's not the case, but rather on the second day you would keep panim chadashas. So then, why are we saying straight out halach Rabbi Yoshua bechalitza? Actually, according to this, there was no machlokas, right? The only machlokas was biyom sheni, according to which Rabbi Eliezer puts on tefillin, and therefore in bo panim chadashas lishitasa would be cholitz. But from the third day on, everybody would agree that kishibo panim chadashas and a cholitz, because there's no thing to take it off. You could have just paskin halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. Period. B'yom ha'sheni meniach tefillin, and imbo panim chadashos chalitz. That's all the Rabbi Eliezer said. Must be, when we say halacha Rabbi Yoshua, it means that panim chadashos don't make an afkamina even on the yom ha'sheni, according to us. That's the point. How about an ovel who needs to work because he doesn't have parnas? So biyom rishonim yom hasheni eino osir malocha at all, and others have to take care of him. B'shlishi, from the third day on, who oseh b'tzinah enough to live on. Aval amru, the chachamim, however, said tavo me'ira l'shchenav shetzichu lakach. They curse the neighbors of a person was in a matzah where he would have to go out in the middle of the shiva because he doesn't have what to eat. They couldn't send him mizaynes. They shouldn't have to worry about working during a shiva. Terrible, terrible shechini. Bar Kappara, Amar Bar Kappara argues, and he holds afilu b'shlishi, lo yaseh kol ikar. He shouldn't work at all. I mean, the truth is we're getting ahead of ourselves in the sugya in the Bible. Bar Kappara, kedaita, this is Bar Kappara l'shitase. That an oval, the Bar Kappara Omer, ein tokvo shel oval ad shloshi yomi, that the third day is mamish the same halacha, that it includes the ikar tokef, the ikar pain of the avelus of the first 3 days. Everything matrim to God on the third day is the most painful time, and therefore he shouldn't work. This is his shita. Yeah, I think we better.